This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
So we're talking how we've made the decision to either homeschool or send our kids to Catholic school, and basically how we've made it work for our lives. And it's so funny because, like, we did the interview with Amber O'Hearn on Diapers and Disciples ages ago about homeschooling, because it was like pandemic, like everyone's homeschooling, you know, and like we were talking all the time about doing stuff, and we had it on our Instagram, like early homeschooling, and then we were like, took that off once our kids got back into school. And in some ways, it's really funny because, like, I have my credential and I taught for several years, and education is very important to me. And I was homeschooled, and I've got a lot of different, like, schooling experiences. But in some ways, like, schooling is more, I don't know, it's a, like, a different and more interesting focus in your life, because you, like, have your Stanford degree, and, like, education is, like, a very important part of, like, your, you know, family culture and life. And, like, you know, I've said, like, I'd be okay with my kids going to trade school. And you're like, oh, I don't know if I could, like, it's just, it's a different, you're like, I have to think about that, you know? So we come from, like, different just kind of places, which Alex also was like, oh, so I'm not, I'm alone in my household feeling that way. But, yeah, but so, okay. So I guess, like, why, and this came out because one of our Patreon members has some, like, general questions that we'll answer. And then we're going to answer more of, like, her specific questions just on the Patreon episode. But, like, basically, why have you sent your kids to Catholic school? Like, what do you guys do?
I homeschooled Evangeline for her kindergarten year. And then, and we moved. So it was like, we moved, yeah, and school was virtual. So I was like, let's try this out. And then I got pregnant with John. And by time, you know, by January, like, time to enroll for school for the next year, I was like, yep. Because there were things I did really love about homeschooling. Well, I guess we'll get into this more, but I just couldn't picture doing it with a newborn, a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, you know, like, I was just like, gah. And Evangeline was always, she's a school kid. Like, she tolerated the homeschool year, but was kind of like, why am I not at school? Like, she was so ready to go. Mm-hmm. And that year, as I was making friends, I just kept meeting more and more great moms, families who were sending their kids to the Catholic school in our neighborhood. And so I was like, we checked it out. I was like, this school seems great. We can walk there. We have very generous family who pays for most of their school, like, offered, you know, like, we would love to mm-hmm. gift our grandchildren with, like, you know, we'd love to help you cover tuition. So that really sealed it. Like, I think if we had to pay for it all ourselves, it would have been a different discernment process. And
especially because, like, your husband's in full-time grad school.
Yes, he is.
And that is, like, you know, that's rough.
So, yeah, kind of all those factors of, like, it's close, it's walkable, we can pay, it'll be paid for, seems like a great school, she wants to go. It was just kind of like, yeah. And then got Zaylee in to the preschool part of it. And now she's in kindergarten, and now they're in second grade. But this was last year.
Yeah, I didn't even consider doing Catholic school because I was like, there's no way we're going to be able to swing the tuition, you know, like, being in grad school and having such low income. But then we were given, like, scholarship, and then we've been given, like, grants through our state. And, like, apparently a lot of states in the Midwest do this, where the state grants you, like, the vouchers to help pay for private education. And so I just hadn't even looked into that. I was like, okay, well, like, now that it's on the table, like, yeah, do we even want that? Is that because, like I can technically homeschool, but yeah, like I really do want my kids to be, at the end of the day, like I didn't want to homeschool that year or this year or next year. Like, I don't know if that will ever change. And I think it's always like good to say like 1 or 2 years at a time, but I knew that this was like for us a good school. And I knew that Clara would really enjoy it. And so she's just in first grade and we have made the decision to keep thus far the first two kids home through preschool because preschool has like no substantial scholarships for us and like no grants, no nothing. Like it would be a lot of money that we absolutely do not have. And I was like, yeah, we're not going to scrounge up. And there's like other preschools around that are not Catholic that are like fine, but I'm like, still that's hundreds of dollars. And like, I'm here and I already have the 2.5 year old at home and I'm happy to do like homeschooling for like preschool type stuff. Like I enjoy that. I'm very consistent with that. There have been like ups and downs with both the kids when I've done that. But for the most part, like it's gone really well and is really exciting. But I do like, yeah, I'm keeping you home like until you're like 5 and a half, really is what I've done with Paul and Clara. And yeah, I mean, no one can tell you like, and we can't tell you, we're not going to tell anyone like homeschool or Catholic school or like this one's better and that. I do feel like, I mean, it is very interesting because when I was homeschooled, you know, first through eighth grade, homeschooling was like a little bit more, oh, wow, like that's kind of weird. And now Instagram has made homeschooling like very sexy and like very cool. You know, it's like there's lots of stuff on there.
You have about the adorable like school room in your house and beautiful things happening.
And you have all this flexibility to like stay home and make cookies and go to museums. And like, I don't want my kid on an iPad 6 hours a day. And it's like, yes, like homesteading. Let's make it happen. And so it is good that like more awareness and that it's not just perceived as weird and that you can get more support. But I do see those and I'm like, oh, interesting. It's like, this is a nice, interesting, like cultural shift. One of the questions that she asked was like, she likes the idea of, yeah, like homeschooling feels like slower paced. And she was like, you know, the rushing off to school to do drop off and pick up. So my first thought with that was like, in one sense, I feel like I'm always rushing out the door to go anywhere. Like, this is not a school thing. This is like we go places and everyone needs help with everything. And to get anywhere is like, why are you still playing with your dinosaur? Come on. And then on the other side of it, I'm like, well, it's not really that hard. It's not like, I don't feel like I'm always rushing off to school because I wake up pretty much at the same time every day. Lunch is already made. I've got my morning routine. They've got a morning routine.
Breakfast.
Get in the car. It's, yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be. I feel like the good, positive homeschool culture Instagram thing has like made going to school somehow this negative, like you're rushing off. And it's like, well, I'm also late to church and rushing to church and rushing to the, you know, store before it closes. Or I don't know, like there's going to be rushing in life. And then there's also going to be like, hey, we can like schedule our time, you know, as best we can and learn how to like all better manage and budget our time and not, you know. So anyway, it's not school. It's not just school.
Yeah. If I had to wake a kid up from nap every day to pick kids up from school, mm-hmm. I would reconsider my choices. Because I hate doing that. But luckily I don't, because my next door neighbor, the baby monitor, can reach into her house. Mm-hmm. Or she does pick up. Mm-hmm. But I get that. I get that sentiment of like, But I don't know. I think you just kind of shift into the rhythm that you're in. Like when we homeschooled, mm-hmm. I shifted to enjoy the slow morning. And, you know, then we found is like, then we found our time to homeschool. And then it was get out the door to do some nature stuff outside. And it had this nice pace to it that was slower mm-hmm. in a way. Also, kids were younger. I don't know. And now there mm-hmm. is the little like get out the door rush in the morning. But then my morning is more peaceful.
Yeah.
Because they're gone. So the day just has a different pace and a different rhythm, like for me. And I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, what mornings is Kiara going to Montessori preschool?
She goes 5 days a week.
She goes five mornings a week?
Yeah, five mornings a week.
So you're just with John at this point?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And I do all of last year, I remember I had to wake up Cecilia like three times to do school pickup. But it was like, okay, I'm not waking her up like in the middle of her nap. Like she's sleeping longer than she normally does. She's probably not going to sleep more than 15 minutes. Like it's okay. Mm-hmm. And I would have like milk ready and like a cracker ready and like throw in the car and like hand her that. It's okay. I remember before Clara was in kindergarten having nightmares that I would like not have lunch ready in the morning and I would like forget to pack her lunch. And I remember like there was a lot of anxiety. You know, we've both been like doing this for a few years now and it's like, okay, yeah, like we're in a rhythm. Like this is obviously very beneficial for our kids. They're very happy. They're learning a lot. This is a very positive Catholic and safe environment. But I remember like, yeah, like, oh, is this the right choice? I think you're always going to, you know, think about that a little bit. And I know going, you know, now Paul's going to be going into kindergarten this upcoming year. And I think it's going to be a very different experience for him. He's not interested in leaving the home, leaving me. It's just like trying new things is going to be, but I think, I mean, we've obviously decided it's going to be good for him and he needs to be pushed a little bit out of his comfort zone and it will be good, but it will be hard. And, you know, I've doubted myself a lot this year of like, oh, should I have just like put him in a little bit of a preschool? Like, does he need to get used to that a little bit more? And at the end of the day, I just decided like, it's either going to be hard now or it's going to be hard in a year. And I'd rather just wait till he's a little bit older and then it'll be fine. But like, I'm just saying like, I get the anxiety and the stress of like, is this going to be okay? Because like, you never know how something's going to go, you know, until you really get yeah. there.
That was how Zaylee, I felt more worried about Zaylee entering kindergarten because of the full day, because yeah. of the jump from half day to full day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I kind of wish kindergarten had this ease in option of like start half day and then move to full day, you know, after like 10 weeks or something. I don't know. Yeah, there's that adjustment period and mm-hmm. then they adjust.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
Yeah. This year, though, has been pretty magical for me because I have several neighbors whose kids also go to our same Catholic school. And so they basically do all the pickups. So I like bring other kids to school, but they do pickups. So I don't have to do any pickups this year. And it won't always be that way, but it has been so nice to not have to break up the afternoon flow. Yeah. So that's just been a huge blessing. And we're very close to our school. We're like 5 minutes, a 5 minute drive. How long is your walk again?
Like a 10 minute walk.
Yeah. That's amazing. The other thought is like sibling time. Cause like with homeschooling, there's potentially more sibling time. Me, I'm like, there's just more time for fighting.
Yeah.
The separation, especially with my older two, like the separation is so good for them so that they have their own, you know, space and their own circle of people, and they're much more excited to play with each other on the weekends. And they have time to play with each other in the evenings. They just still don't really want to that much. My youngest two have always been so much closer with each other. And I don't think it's anything to do with schooling. I think it's just their personalities. And having the oldest gone at school has just allowed the middle and the youngest to have so much more time to bond and hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Personality wise, it's been great for our family.
Yeah, I feel that too now. Or just like hearing from their teachers how they do it in school. And I'm like, yeah, you have this, you know, you're out from under your big sister's like
shadow
wings or whatever. Like you can really be a leader or like really like, you know, just like having their own kind of spheres. Yeah.
We have been surprised at how Claire's behavior has like always been so perfect at school. And we're always like, really? Like, really? Because it's like an opportunity for her to like, yeah, really just claim this identity and make like her and not to say that she comes home and then is terrible, but you know, home is like the safety net. I haven't had, you know, they talk about like the coming home from school crash. I haven't had that. I don't feel like that happens with us every day, for sure. Not every day. I think she comes home starving just because she is an afternoon and evening eater. So she's been literally coming home every day the last 2 weeks and eating an entire avocado. And I just like have it ready and she just eats it. And then she's like, fine. And I'm just like, wow, that's a whole avocado. She's like, can we buy more? Like, yeah, that's great. That's a great snack for you.
Yeah.
For a while, I was like getting tea ready or some kind of drink so we could like sit down and chat. But it's really just like it's different every day what she needs. Sometimes she wants to come home and go be by herself for an hour. Sometimes she comes home and wants to go play with friends right away, go outside. Like every day is different.
Does she have homework yet?
She has very minimal homework that's like assigned on Monday and due on Friday. And I like, I think with my education background, I can also like look at homework and I can be like, I know what they're really asking. So just like do that. And like, don't worry about, I'm not so concerned with getting it perfect. It's like 20 minutes. So we, you know, the teacher has said like, do a little bit every day and then like, it'll be done at the end of the week. And I'm like, nah, 20 minutes, let's bust this out and then it's done. And I'm not anti-homework. I know a lot. I mean, I think the older kids get, and then if it's like we're doing an hour of homework every night, yeah, that's a lot. That's like a whole different conversation. But I'm like, hey, this is like a fun time where we get to do a little school together. And it's very relevant to like what they're learning that week. It's not like 20 math problems. It's like kind of something from each subject. So yeah, so there's a little bit and I think it's fine.
We have more consistent homework for Evange this year. And that was a bit of an adjustment for me of figuring out, wait, you can't just rush off to play with friends. Like we have to, let's get this done now. Mm-hmm. Like eat a snack, homework time. Mm-hmm. And then, but now it's shifting again because it's less like finish this math page that you were started in class. And it's more like read out loud 20 minutes from this book that was sent home to an adult. And I'm like busy making dinner. It's chaotic, crazy. I can't sit and just listen to her read. Mm-hmm. So she's like waiting for Chris to come home to read to him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're still trying to figure out
every day or once a week?
Every day.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And I was kind of ignoring that for a while. Like, oh, you're fine. Like you're reading.
Does it have to be out loud to you? I mean, can't she just read out loud to Zaylee or Kiara?
I should just have her sit there and be like, I'm listening.
See, that's where I'm like, they just really want them to read out loud. Just read out loud to someone. I was like, that's where I would probably, I might bend that rule.
Especially now that she is reading a lot better. I think before it was like, you know, you really need me right there to like help you with these words. But it could be like, just sit here in the kitchen and I'm half listening. Like you could read. Yeah.
I think that's fine. Oh, goodness. I am remembering we did have the first time of being late this school year, this week. And it was because the big kids were playing so much in the morning. They were just play. They were playing the copy game, running around. And I was like I was ready. Everything was ready because there's a lot to get ready to go. And I think it was also like, it was a day where it was like a daily mass afterwards. And then after that, I was going to go to Rosary Group. So I have to get like a lot of things together. There was snow. I had to get the car warmed up. So I'm like, I'm ready. And they are nowhere near being ready. Shoes are still not on. No one's gone pee. No one's got a jacket. And I was so frustrated, especially at Claire, because she was leading this pack of like, we're just going to run around the house and act wild. And I was like, I'm like, you are late. And I was like, sit on the couch. And I got Paul and Cece in the car. And I was like, you need to wait an extra minute because you are going to be an extra minute late today because you need to like walk into your class and understand what it means to be late. You've never been late before. You're going to experience this situation.
Nice.
I like stood my ground and I was very firm and she's crying and she calms down. We all get in the car. It is like a silent 6 minute drive because I drive a little slow. Just
there's snow.
There's snow. Yeah, exactly. And she gets to school and it's a daily mass day. And I see the orchestra kids go walking into mass and no one else has started. Like it's like 8:04. Okay. It's not that late, but that's late. Okay. And mass starts at 8:15 and she sees them walking in and she thinks that the whole school has started to walk in and she starts to freak out thinking like her class is already walking in. And I know that's not the case. But she doesn't know that. And she goes, oh my gosh, everyone's walking in already. Can you come with me? I'm scared. And she's not the kid that says I'm scared. Like she's very confident. So I'm like, she's panicked. This is good. I've got you right where I want you. A little tear starts and the drama. But I know her class is still in her classroom. So I know it's going to be fine. I said, walk to your class. Can you walk with me? I said, walk to your class. Tomorrow, you will not be late. And I'm very calm. No one's yelling. And that's it. And then I saw her after mass and I made a point to like say hi and love you and hope you have a great day. And she was totally happy by then. She came home happy. Like everything was fine. Like she's fine. No one's scarred. But she was on time the next day.
Nice.
Oh boy. Okay. So the idea of like balancing homeschooling with little kids.
This is the biggest struggle for me.
Yes.
Like this is, I'm like, how do homeschooling moms do this?
Yeah.
Because that was the hardest part of homeschooling for me was the, what do I do with these little kids? And I think if I had decided to commit to like, all right, I'm going to have a newborn and a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, but I'm going to homeschool Evange for first grade. Like this, you know, I liked homeschooling. We can do it. This is great. I would have been like, we need to put money into a mother's helper or like like if I look at my week, I need to know there's chunks of time blocked out with childcare where I will then have time one-on-one time with Evangeline to do school because that was the stressful, overwhelming part of being like, like the whack-a-mole of like, okay, we like got everything set up and like, here you go, Evange, you can start on this. And then everyone's just like jumping on my lap and like being crazy. And I'm like, I just felt bad for Evange too. Of like, I was constantly pulled away and trying to be like, I don't know. Now that she's like a fluent, good reader, I have this glimpse of like, oh, homeschooling a reader would be different and cool because you could give them, they could be more independent of like, give them more stuff and they can go do it. But with a non-reader, you know, you have to like really be there. I don't know. I was like putting Kiara down for 15 minute morning time in her crib to be like, all right, now we're going to do 100 easy lessons. Like, like way beyond a morning nap. But I was like, I don't know what to do with you. Like you need to be somewhere. Not here. Yeah.
Well, I think of Naomi, someone we know personally, who's an amazing homeschooling mom, who also seems like she has her own self-care and balance and exercise. Like I know people do it and I know people who are like dedicated. I'm going to like homeschool the crap out of my life. Like I'm just going to dedicate it all to this. And she's super organized. And I'm like, that's awesome. That is so great. When I was teaching, the school that I was teaching at was a part-time homeschool program. So it was like my students, I had two classrooms essentially So they came to me half the time, and then half the time they were at home. So I had, you know, two different classrooms basically. And I would meet with these families every month and a half, and we'd go over the work they had done at home. And I saw some amazing families really work out how to do that with, I don't think I had anyone with, I think I had two families in the years that I was there that I can remember with more than four kids. It was very rare. It was mostly like families with two or three kids, but still they were figuring out, yeah, how to make the schedules work. And, you know, and that was only, they were only home maybe 2.5, 3 days a week. So they did have two full days where I had their students. And then I saw some families who was just like, you this is not for you. Like, your 9-year-old needs you to sit with them for an hour in the morning, and then an hour in the afternoon, and then like an like half an hour here. Like, and they're like, I can't sit, I have this 2-year-old. And I'm like, like, they need your help. Like, they cannot read, they cannot do this, you know, without you. And for me, I was like, wow, yeah, I don't think that homeschooling with little kids is for me. Like, this seems really stressful.
Or like, how to do all the other stuff. Like, say you manage, so like in my scenario, say I had the time where I had school time with childcare, but then a lot of my mornings and time where they're gone at school now is spent cleaning the house and meal prep, just kind of like keeping up with the other stuff that would just pile up otherwise. Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the like homeschool sub list of the email listserv in my neighborhood. And over the summer, one woman asked, like, how do you guys do all, like, how, like, I have these goals of having like home cooked meals from scratch and school time with my kids and like independent reading time for me and like like all these things, and then like errands and play dates, and I was like overwhelmed by the email. But then my thought was like, this is not all the work of one person. Like, this can't be all on you, because that's just way too much. That's way too much. So like, what can you outsource? What can you let go of? And then I was also like reflecting, I have different priorities. Like, she didn't have exercise. She didn't have exercise on that list, or like date nights or quality time with husband. Like, I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, everyone's got different goals and different priorities. Yeah. You cannot be the mom that home cooks all your meals and the mom that takes her kids on outdoor adventures all day, every day. It's like unfortunate. And both of those things are great. And we all think of those things as being great. I love the mother's helper idea.
Or also has a clean house. She was like, I want a really clean house.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that makes me anxious just thinking about all those goals. No, yeah, I don't expect to get any substantial work done in the afternoon, like household wise. I feel like in the morning, I'm like doing housework and chores with the kids, reading with them. They go off and play. I'm cooking. We're walking together, whatever it is. And then when the weather was warmer and we'd go outside, like, she would come home from school and we would immediately be outside playing with people. And I had to know that like dinner was fully ready by the time she was getting home, because I needed to be watching them outside. And I wanted to be doing that. Yeah. I love the idea of also just having, like, you could still have a tutor.
Yeah.
You could have,
like, yeah, even all the schooling doesn't have to be on you.
Exactly. And that's fine, because maybe you have like a curriculum that you really want to do, or you really want to value like all the home aspects of homeschool, but you cannot, you know, be doing all of the schooling with them. And that's totally fine. Yeah. So I don't know, just like we love our Catholic schools, both connected to our parishes, being a part of parish life and school life. You know, it's been the right choice for us, you and I, for this year. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. And no, I remember before my kids were school age, hearing about people home, like, I just liked hearing what other people are doing and the choices they made.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the like the thing of like, you don't have to do any one of these things. Do what's right for your family. Like,
yeah,
discern that. Feel good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of moms who I've heard are maybe a little bit reticent to feel the confidence to homeschool, they're like, oh, like, I don't have enough education in that. Like, I'm not smart enough. Like, I don't, like, I wouldn't know how to teach their kind of math or whatever. That is also easy to get past. I feel like the harder thing is, like, are you going to be consistent?
Committed.
And committed, yes. Have your schedule and plan set, because, like, the kids deserve that. And they deserve to know still, like, homeschooling, yes, means flexibility, but it also means, like, we have a household that, like, runs well. And, like, everyone knows how we contribute to running this household. And that takes a lot more effort when I think you have kids who are, yeah, still kind of learning, if they're younger kids, still kind of learning how to read and not independent, where you can just give them work and they can go. Anyway, it takes a lot of self-dedication, and I'm tired just thinking about it. I feel like I already do so much to be able to, like, provide enough stimulation. If Clara's home all the time, would be like, oh boy. I'd come into rooms that would just be like decorated with stories written all over the walls and tape and like, I don't know. Okay, so we're gonna go on to the Patreon now and answer some more specific questions that she has about homeschooling versus Catholic school.
We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.